We've got disappointed leaving O'Donnell Park actually in the last day. 69 minutes gone, we're 4 points up and they lose it, then, you know, it's kind of our own fault and unforced errors in defence, you know, and we probably up front we missed a lot of chances. So a lot of the performance was good in terms of work rate and possession and everything. We just didn't see it out in our game management in the last 5 minutes, let us down. But look, we can't dwell on that. As we said, there's a lot more hurling to be played whatever the result that day. So we just get our house in order this week, Oisin, and try to get over Leitrim, you know. And we know Tyrone came through the little group stage as winner. So if we get over Leitrim, we'll be heading to Oma in a fortnight's time in the semi-final. So look, just all thoughts on this week and making sure that it's a real banana skin for Oisin. But we just be not to be complacent, go down there with the right attitude and come out there with a result, you know.
Yeah, it's all about how you manage this situation. In fairness to Donegal, you'd be seen as raging hot favourites. Like Mayo beat Leitrim by about 20 points, and you guys would obviously see yourselves as at least the same standard as that, Mickey. So it's about managing the situation properly and just sort of getting out of there with the result.
Yeah, I suppose that's a complete different mindset. When we're playing Division 2B all year, we're underdogs in most games and trying to rise to the occasion and compete against the higher standard teams. You're up in that division now, so our way about, we're going to be hot favourites and Leitrim's got nothing to lose. But look, we just can't be complacent. Go in there with the right attitude and the same intensity we brought against Mayo, and that should be enough to see us out of that game, you know. But you never know in hurling, Oisin, if a couple of soft goals or anything like that can happen, you know. So we really, really be switched on and bring the right attitude, Oisin, and make sure that we come out of there a result, because it's a big plus for us if we can get straight to the semi-final instead of under a quarter-final, you know, and coming through the hard way, the other direction, you know.
Yeah. How you fixed then squad-wise this week, Mickey? Because it just wasn't really going in your favour ahead of the Mayo game. Jared Gilmore was missing, Park Doherty was missing, Conor O'Grady was suspended, and then you were hit with Danny Cullen just before the game got underway as well. So how you fixed on the personnel front? Do you have many of them back, do you, Mickey?
Well, we're going to have Jared Gilmore and Conor O'Grady back, who was suspended, and Jared's injuries cleared up well and trained over the last week and a half. So with them two back, Danny's very doubtful. Look, if it was a one-off game or knockout, we'd probably be playing him, Oisin, but he'd be held in reserve probably for Saturday. And see where he's at, he's a big risk. Maybe it wouldn't be 70 minutes in him, so he'd be in the 26th, but we'll just have to see how the game's going and all. So we'll probably, with Jared back and Connor, like, we're probably a bit stronger maybe than we were against Mayo, so look, that's a plus for us. But as Danny goes, he's a massive loss around the middle field for us. So, but it's just taking that chance. If it was a one-off game, we would take a chance on him. But we've got to maybe be careful with him, you know, and another week can make all the difference with him.